The next discussion that we have over in today's halakha is the law of Pat Haba'a B'Kisnin, which is a very, very important halakha. Maran says in Tarlat, Seif Bet, that when do you make the beracha l'sheh basukah? Only if you're eating Pat B'Shi'ur Kibi'ut Se'uda. And what is considered Kibi'ut Se'uda? Kabetza V'yoter. More than a kabetza, 2 ounces of bread, you're qualified to make l'sheh basukah. So all the Ahronim ask, okay, great. What about Pat Haba B'Kisnin? It's also a pat cake. Let's make it simple. Mizonot items. What's going to be the ruling on that? Do you make the beracha? Comes a great rabbi called the Ginat Beradim, Ben Abraham Levi, and he comes along and says unequivocally, 100%, you'd have to make a beracha on mezonot, eat a kabetza, it's pat. He brings the ayot from the Lashon Harambam, also in Perek Vav, that's mashma, that if you're eating anything that's keva, he doesn't say it's got to be necessarily bread, but the Rambam only excludes perot and, you know, mayim and things like that, but it doesn't exclude anything else, if you look at the Lashon, and if he wants to say, absolutely, kabetza, you'll make. Comes Rav Chida, alav shalom, and ma'azik beracha, and he comes along and says, Rabotai, I was in Yerushalayim, I saw the great tzaddikim, and I saw them on Sukkot, and they were eating cake, and they were eating pat haba b'kisnin, and they did not make a beracha. Although they ate in the sukkah, if they ate more than a kabetza, however, they did not make a beracha. And yep, that's it. Once Rav Chida tells us that was the Menhag of Yerushalayim, all really the Aharonim after him, the Sfaradim, Hakam Avadiyah, Hakam Ben Sion, all of them, all take this Chida, and therefore the Maaseh, while you should eat a kabetza of pat, I'm sorry, a kabetza of mezonot in the Sukkah, however, beli beracha, you do not make the shev basukkah. It should be pointed out, if somebody asks you, that he wants to have a salami sandwich outside the sukkah, you have to know how to answer him. If the salami sandwich is less than a kabetza, you could have the salami sandwich, according to Shulchan Aruch, outside the sukkah. Sukkah only is mandated when you're having a seudat keva, and keva is kabetza. If the roll that you're eating is a kezayit, have a half a Syrian bread or whatever that you do with a salami in it, that's, so the sandwich does not need a sukkah. That's considered Akilat Arai. But once you get into the kabetza ve'od, whether it's bread or whether it's pat haba b'kisnin, so then you'd have to make sukkah. The only difference would be on bread you make a beracha, and on mezonot you don't. It's a hadush. The logic is because, why do you have to eat it in the sukkah? Because listen, it is called pat. You know, there's a three-way machloket amongst the Rishonim how to define what makes something a mezonot and takes it out of the category of bread. One rabbi says, once it's sweet, has a different ta'am, it's not considered bread anymore, therefore it comes a mezonot. Another rabbi says, no, making it sweet, what's the difference? It's flour and water, it's bread. Mm-hmm. It's got to be in a pocket, which is the normal way of eating these snack foods, like a pocket, it's in a kisnin. And other rabbis said, no, what's the difference how it is? What's the difference if you have bread, regular or bread in the pocket? It's got to be crunchy. Koses, it's got to be crunchy. And the other rabbis said, no, crunchy's got another. Each rabbi has his own definition of what takes something out of bread and puts it into mezonot. We suspect all opinions. And therefore, if something is sweet, although it's not crunchy, mezonot. If something is crunchy, although it's not sweet, mezonot. If something is a kis, although it's not sweet, they make mezonot. We hedge to all the with all the opinions. And therefore, the reason why we have to eat the pat, haba b'kisnin, in the sukkah, is because sukkah is the mitzvah deoraita. And these pats might be pat, according to those ishonim. So therefore, you have to hedge. But comes out, a big hadush, that if a person wants to eat a kabetzav wafers, a wafer has all three, a filled wafer. A wafer, first of all, is sweet. A wafer also is crunchy, and a wafer also has the milui in the middle, which is a kis. That's a vadai mezonot. That's not called pat haba'a b'kisnin misafek. That's called the mezonot vadai. And therefore, since it's not a pat, so therefore, according to the halakha, it would be permissible to eat those items outside the sukkah. Because the only reason why we're choshesh on pat abba bekisneen, because it might be a pat, and pat you have to eat in the sukkah. But she ain't getting on a vada. So that's a great trivia question. Give me a case where a guy could have a kabetza of mezonot, lichat tahila, outside the sukkah. That's good for the people that travel, let's say. They'll take a box of wafers with them and let them eat it. They don't have a problem. As long as they don't eat 8 ounces of it, because they have to make samotzi. Of course, we know that. But we're talking about when a guy eats, let's say, kabetza ve'od, you would not have to be choshesh to eat wafers in the sukkah, because there's no chashash bechlal that it's pat. The last question that we have is brought down by the Sha'aret Teshuvah, also in Tarlat, Sif Katan Gima. There he says, Legaber Kiddush, which is very common. We come on, let's say, tomorrow, Shabbat Sukkot, our custom, we go into the Sukkah, we make Kiddush in the morning, let's say, and we have Mezonot, Maza Ba'al Maza. We have Mezonot little, and we have that in order to satisfy the Kiddush. And then after that, we go around and we come home at 11:30, 12 o'clock, we have lunch with bread. Okay, our Kiddush is fine. Says the Sha'aret Teshuvah, big Kiddush. He wants to say that since that mezonot that you're having makes a Kiddush valid, that's called a Se'udada. That's not stam eating a kabetza of mezonot. That's eating a Se'uda that's considered en Kiddush elam kom Se'uda. That's not a regular just eating, you know, 2 ounces of a mezonot. And he says, even according to the opinions that say you don't make a beracha, leshev besukah, when you eat 2 ounces, but if it's connected to a kiddush, then already it's another story. And he says, even according to the Fhida will be more there. And the kiddush becomes seuda, then you got to make a leshev besukah. Chavavadiyah brings it down, and he brings from Rabbi Gagin, Shem Tov Gagin, which was in Yerushalayim. And again, he says, I saw the great tzaddikim in Jerusalem, and they made kiddush, and they had kiddush become Sa'uda, and they knew the chida, and they still didn't make Leshev Basukah. So these are unbelievable cases that you think just come out one way, but the minhag, and so bottom up is funny, it's very simple. You make the berakah, the Leshev, only when you're eating a kabetza of bread. Finished. However, to satisfy all these cases over here, again, the poskim say, mi yotov, try to eat a kabetza bread, so yourself, or at least in the morning, try to eat bread in order to satisfy all your going ins and outs of the sukkah for the rest of the day until you have a hefsek. So it will always be good to make this beracha in order that the ikar should be poter tafel. Again, the underlying concept of Rabotai is teshvuk and daduru. We should try to stay in the sukkah as best as we can. And then Be'ezrat Hashem, Borei Olam, Yakim Lanu, Et Sukkat David HaNofelet, Amen, Kedirat Zon.